skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather for sure. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, talk about a nice day with high temperature up to about 81. More sunshine. We'll be in the lower 80s on Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies. Another storm system that needs to be watched coming in Thursday and Thursday night with more showers and thunderstorms. We'll keep an eye on it. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Cleanup is underway in Troy after a possible tornado touchdown Sunday. Some mobile homes were flipped over and trees and power lines came down. Only minor injuries have been reported. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting Sunday. Police say this happened in the 3000 block of South Perry Street. One of the victims has life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. And Montgomery police are also investigating a deadly shooting Saturday. Police say the victim was found dead in the 4000 block of Amesbury Drive. That's off the Troy Highway. Right now, police have not made any arrests. If you have information on either case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tiger Woods back on top. His 15th major championship, fifth win at the Masters. Walking off the green in the same place he met his dad 22 years ago.
It's come full circle.
The White House facing backlash as it pushes forward with the controversial plan to transport detained migrants and release them in so-called sanctuary cities.
An all-male university in Atlanta will begin accepting transgender men as students next year. The Board of Trustees for Morehouse College approved the policy this weekend.
Devastating tornado outbreak that has taken at least 8 lives, more than 15 reported twisters and tornado watches.
Pete Buttigieg has big ambitions.
I am a proud son of South Bend, Indiana, and I am running for president of the United States.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker officially launching his campaign for the White House.
Warner Brothers' New Line's Shazam easily staying at the top of the box office charts with a $25 million second weekend.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. First time callers, they said Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Great place, by the way. They've got the bell peppers are just phenomenal. The red ones are my favorite. Went down, bought one, and cooked it with my steak this weekend. They were tremendous. Let's go to Parker. Parker, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm great, Parker, and you?
All right. I just want to chime in on the immigrant situation I feel like it's the elitist here in America. Being a truck driver for a while, I've seen out in California and other places where they have huge signs where they welcome the migrant workers and they even bring them up. My thing is this. Back when Arnold Schwarzenegger got his housewife, his maid pregnant, she was an illegal. Nobody said anything about it. So I really feel like it's an elitist thing where they want to create this problem. They created it. They allowed them to come over. And now they want to come over in droves. I've also sat on the Rio Grande loading sand because I worked in the oil fields. And I've watched them come across the water. I watched the Border Patrol watch them come across the water and go back like they're just going to the store. Something has to happen, and people need to leave Trump alone and let him do what he's going to do. I mean, this is just totally ridiculous. Nobody sees Walmart on Tuesdays and Fridays where they take their money and send it back to Mexico because it's more. Nobody sees that.
Yeah.
I'm an American citizen here, and I've tried to get Medicaid at one time when I was hurt. I could not get it. I couldn't get anything. But let somebody come from another country and come over here, you can get everything in the kitchen sink. But nobody is talking about that. And it's not a black or white thing. It's an American citizen. You cannot get benefits, period. If you've been working a job, they'll tell you you made too much money a month ago to apply for food stamps or anything like that. So why are these people automatically granted this? And they have health care over in Mexico. So why is it our problem? Why can't we go over there and do the same thing or go to another country? We can't go to China. We can't go to Iran. We can't do any of that improperly. And I don't think it's just the Mexicans have the game on, the illegals have the game on the e-file and all of this. I believe it's the companies. You've had big major companies used to have the immigration bus pull up in Alabama at some of the chicken farms. There's a lot of jobs. If you look around, there's no Americans working hardly. All of the work crews are Hispanic on the highways. All of the bids go to them. Why is nothing being done for us? Why are we such a bleeding heart for everybody else except us?
Well, I'm not sure if I'd use the term Allah, but we do have a work visa here in America, so you can go be at the chicken plants or picking fruits and vegetables and things like that. It's the problem is it gets abused because so many people sneak into the country.
Well, I mean, they sneak into the country, but the people that own the chicken farms, they know Manuel is not named Steve Gooden. Come on now. If we went over, can we get a pass to go to China and work? Actually, I've looked into it. You have to have a sponsor. I think it was like $1 million sponsor or close to it to sponsor you because the government is not going to take care of you. So why can't we have the same thing here? We want to take care of everybody else except the people that's here. That belong here.
No, and I agree. I have a client that is an American citizen, but he bought a condo in Canada, and he got a letter from Canada saying that you've got 90 days to get health insurance because we're not going to take care of you here, and if you don't, we're basically going to revoke your passport.
So, I mean, what's the deal then? Why, if Canada won't allow it, you know, why do we allow it? And they're right next door.
Yeah,
something drastically has to change with the politicians, and everybody is mad at Trump. People don't know the definition of politician. A politician is a well-versed liar. So what are you getting mad at dude for doing his job of what he said he was going to do?
Parker, let me ask you a question. What type of work do you do now?
I drive a truck now.
You do? Are you short haul or long haul?
Regional. Yes, sir. Regional.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
This is my first day. I was just passing through Auburn, Alabama, and was listening to it, and I pulled over, and I was like, I got to. Nobody is talking about it like this. So, It's very informative, and you're not rude like most of the hosts are on these type of shows. So that's what made me call in today.
Well, I really appreciate it, Parker. I appreciate you being a listener and calling in and sharing with us.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Parker. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Mars Show on a Monday, starting your week outright. Parker Wayne Ann, a regional trucker here, popped in on the station and seemed to like it. I hope he becomes a listener all the time. And Parker, you can pick up our app and listen to the show wherever you are, by the way. Dan Mars Show app or News Talk
931 WACV.
Either of those will work for you. Colorado has something kind of interesting going on, a red flag law. And this is where you flag somebody because they could be a potential problem and you take their weapon away. Listen to this sheriff.
Colorado's controversial red flag gun law is now on the books, meaning guns can be taken away from people who are determined to be dangerous. But one sheriff in that state is vowing not to enforce the controversial new law, calling it ludicrous, a throwback to a 2002 minority film called Minority Report. The sheriff, James Van Beek, joins us now. Sheriff, why don't you think this is good news? If there's a bad guy out there that hasn't broken the law yet but has a tendency to, should they have a gun?
You know, I was very concerned about it. By the way, thank you for having me this morning.
No problem.
I just became very, very concerned because of the way they went about it. It was supposed to be for mental health. It was supposed to be for taking care of people to make sure. And they went about and at least in my opinion, they went about the process totally backwards. That they went after the people's rights. They went after in a manner that was really that I didn't think gave them due process because they said, well, we need to do these things. We need to take these things away from them. We need to take these tools away from them, but they never provided any kind of assistance, so there was no outlet. So to me, there wasn't any kind of due process.
And that's my problem with this whole anytime we're talking about this, is you cannot take somebody's Second Amendment right away from them without due process. And that's what happens with these state legislation, pieces of legislation. Somebody is a gun control advocate, and they go write something in there that makes it where it becomes a tool of the gun control people. So let's continue on with this Colorado sheriff, and you're going to talk about the criteria.
So you're worried about the criteria. This is the Colorado, the 15th state to adopt the red flag law, but you're worried about the process to red flagging an individual and how it affects his rights. So how do you red flag somebody under this law?
Well, either a household member or a relative or someone who's directly connected with the person that they're concerned about can go to the court and they petition the court, similar to like a civil restraining order, but this is an extreme risk restraining order. They file a petition with the courts and they explain on this one that this person is dangerous because of XYZ. It's an ex parte hearing so that the accused or the respondent never gets a chance to at this first hearing. They file it with the courts. Right. The judge reviews it. If the judge feels that it meets the standard, which is just over 50%, then the judge can issue a temporary extreme risk restraining order. If it's law enforcement that does it, then law enforcement is expected to submit a search warrant right away at the same time. And if that person is deemed by the judge to be able to do that, then the law enforcement then has to go either execute and have the person turn his weapons in within the next 24 hours or go execute a search warrant on this person and go and take all their guns. Within 2 weeks, there has to be another hearing. And at that second hearing, the person has a right to have an attorney, and the courts will actually even appoint a person.
Rights are going to be taken away. Not a single Republican voted for this, but Democratic Representative Tom Sullivan, whose son Alex was gunned down by the Aurora shooter, feels this is a great day for them. And the sheriff obviously doesn't want anybody shot, but is concerned also about gun rights. Sheriff, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Now, looking at this, how many times would this be abused? Let's say you're going through a divorce, or you're about to go through a divorce, and you have a wife and or brother-in-law that files this petition, then all of a sudden you get a knock on the door, and you've got sheriff coming in and take your guns away.
Well, and what if somebody, voluntarily commits themselves for a night, and they get out, and they're not diagnosed with any sort of condition, They're never deemed a harm to or danger to themselves or to others. It's just that case does happen. People will have breakdowns, these sort of things. And I'm pulling up this scenario from, I believe, the red flag laws in California, where people, divorces, all sorts of reasons that the bureaucracy will just act on it and show up at your door and say, hey, well, we're coming to confiscate your weapon.
It's nuts, and it's so, the possibility of abuse, I mean, this is exactly what the gun control people want. They want to start chipping away. Say you're on psychotropic drugs. Let's say you're bipolar.
Right.
So does that mean you lose your gun? Lose your right to bear arms?
No, I'm all for the idea of you have committed a violent crime.
Or you go through some kind of due process.
Right.
But don't have some secret hearing and have some judge that you go judge shop who's anti-gun, get in front of him, and he or she, and they say, yeah, go ahead, take it away. And then imagine the sheriff coming up there and taking that firearm away from somebody. This is got a real problem.
I don't want to enforce that law. I think it's a good rule. It's a rule that keeps coming up in my head. If you are willing to give the sentence, pass the law, convict people, and enforce a given law, would you be willing to enforce it yourself? Because I think a lot of people rely on the luxury of, oh, somebody else will pass it, somebody else will enforce it.
Send Sheriff Max down there.
Right. And I think a lot of people are so removed from that actual enforcement, they don't think through the ramifications of what law actually is.
But as you heard, there are 15 other states that are doing this, and this is scary. I'm not sure, I don't see Alabama coming to this, but this is where you're writing a piece of legislation and trying to solve the Florida shooter problem, and you overshoot. Pardon the expression, you overdo it, and then you get somebody craft a little piece of legislation that is starting to chip away at people's rights. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you that this time is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Preble location. It's a better buy at Brubaker. They've got great sales on trucks and cars, but mainly trucks. So if you're looking for a Ram truck, go and see them at Brubaker Motors Preble or Eastern Bypass location, because it is definitely a better buy at Brubaker. Let's see. Let's go to Representative Omar says that she's facing death threats because of what Trump's doing.
One of the first Muslim women to serve in Congress, Democrat Ilhan Omar, says she has faced an increase in death threats following a controversial tweet by President Trump. The president posted the tweet on Friday declaring, "We will never forget the September 11th attacks," and included a video about the congresswoman.
Some people did something.
The video edits comments by the Minnesota congresswoman, interspersed with footage of 9/11. Omar responded in a tweet last night. She accused the president of encouraging hate speech, writing, quote, "We are all Americans, and this is endangering lives. It has to stop." Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill with more on this story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is asking the U.S. Capitol Police to conduct a security assessment for Congresswoman Omar. The speaker is one of many Democrats now accusing the president of trying to incite violence against the first-term lawmaker who previously has had death threats made against her.
The president's not trying to incite violence against anybody. He's actually speaking out against it.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defended the president's tweet on Sunday, saying the congresswoman has a history of making offensive comments.
Democrats refuse to call her out for it. If she continues to do it, the president will continue to call her out.
It is amazing to me how Democrats get linkage of Trump does something and somebody gets a death threat. How about when a Democrat says something about Trump and he gets a death threat? His death threat level is like off the charts, I understand.
Right, and it's a common thing. I hate this tactic, if you can call it that. But if you can't get somebody on their own words, you go look for their supporters and you try to find the worst among their supporters. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, if you're an Auburn fan or an Alabama fan, you can find a lot of stupid, if not violent, people in any large group of people. And so if you're going to judge, you know, somebody's actions by how idiotic, maybe violent person reacts to what somebody says, it's a terrible standard. Nobody could have any following at that point. And this isn't new, people in politics getting death threats.
Well, and she said it, and the way she said it was the part that was so bad, and the way she misquoted how Kerry got started. I mean, she just misrepresents things all the time. And it really, it's just amazing to me. Let's play the second part of the story.
In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi demanded the president take down the video, saying hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. And a number of 2020 Democratic presidential candidates criticized the president for taking his attack too far. Congresswoman Omar was speaking to the Muslim civil rights organization CARE in March when she made these comments about the World Trade Center attacks.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw was one of the earliest critics, calling her comments unbelievable. Following outcry from Democrats, he followed up Friday, writing, "When someone calls out a public official for things they said, it is not endangering their life or inciting violence. Claiming otherwise is just an attempt to silence your critics." Congresswoman Omar has repeatedly faced controversy over perceived anti-Semitic comments. In February, she apologized after suggesting American support for Israel is motivated by money from the Jewish lobby. The comments were condemned by members of both parties, including Speaker Pelosi and President Trump.
And a special thanks to Representative Omar of Minnesota. Oh, I forgot. She doesn't like Israel. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Over the weekend, Congresswoman Omar defended herself, writing, "No one person can threaten my unwavering love for America."
Earlier this month, a self-proclaimed supporter of the president was arrested for threatening to kill the congresswoman. We'll see if the president has anything more to say about her when he makes an unrelated visit to her home state of Minnesota later today.
And again, they're nuts out there all the time. And there's a question of what the triggering is. The trigger in this thing is she said what she said. And it wasn't Trump playing a video, is she said what she said, and it was on all these different TV stations and networks that are out there. And we played it on CBS, picked up the story and played it. NBC picked up the story and played it on the Today Show. It's not his video that did it. It's what she said. So what do they need to be doing for NBC and CBS? This is the hypocrisy of the whole thing. Drives me crazy when they do this kind of stuff. And how they... The whole deal is, what has Trump done wrong today? That is the whole case in point for them. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We got to be back with Cory Booker, Nancy Pelosi. You're going to like this, huh? Right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2, but we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts so it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
News, I'm Del Walters. Flames can be seen coming from much of the famous Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
More smoke billowing over Paris and flames now, which seem to be spreading across Notre Dame Cathedral itself. 1160, this cathedral was built and it has had fires in the past. We do not know what the state is inside at this point.
Fox's Benjamin Hall passed 8:30 in Paris evening time. That fire has not been contained. Thursday, that's the day set for the release of the redacted Mueller report.
Attorney General William Barr has warned the public report will have portions blacked out to protect grand jury information, intelligence sources and methods, and those who are investigated but not charged. The report is also being scrubbed of cases Robert Mueller handed off to other jurisdictions.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, a not guilty plea entered by Hollywood actress Lori Loughlin, accused of paying $500,000 to get her daughter into college. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a very quiet weather pattern for this first part of the week. Sunshine today, a cooler day, a little breezy, but nice. High temperature up to about 72. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather for sure. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, talk about a nice day with high temperature up to about 81. More sunshine. We'll be in the lower 80s on Wednesday. Mostly sunny skies. Another storm system that needs to be watched coming in Thursday and Thursday night with more showers and thunderstorms. We'll keep an eye on it. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Nancy Pelosi did a 60-minute piece that I couldn't find a something I could download and edit it, and I could only have taken a brute recording of it, which the quality wasn't that good. So let's listen to Nancy Pelosi on CBS this morning talking about the power of the speaker is awesome.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is opening up about her first 3 months at the top of the Democratic-led House of Representatives. On Sunday, 60 Minutes, Speaker Pelosi is the first woman to hold the speaker position, and she is the first person since 1955 to regain the gavel after losing it. A lot of firsts for Nancy Pelosi. As Speaker, she is one of Washington's most powerful people. Pelosi spoke to Leslie Stahl about the perception that she is a thorn in the side of her Republican colleagues and a thorn in the side of President Trump.
One of the complaints we've heard is that you don't reach across the aisle. It seems like right now nothing is getting done. You pass things, whatever it is, dies in the Senate.
We've been together 100 days. The fact that we even passed them in the House is a victory. Let's figure out the places, figure out where we can find common ground. There's always been bipartisan support for Dreamers, bipartisan support for gun safety, bipartisan support for infrastructure.
But why doesn't anything get done?
We just started. It was 3 months since we were in office.
But you're talking about 100 days. This president's been in office for 2 years plus.
And we've been here 3 months. Hey, may I introduce you to the idea of the power of the speaker is to set the agenda. We didn't have a speaker who would bring a gun bill to the floor. We didn't have a speaker who would bring a Dreamers issue to the floor. We do now. And that's a very big difference. The power of the speaker is awesome. Awesome.
could scare you folks. She was really dodging this stuff. Now, the group is going to be talking about her. That was a segment that was on 60 Minutes. We're going to get to Washington Post, a kind of interesting piece about it. But this is Nancy. The group is going to be talking about the power of the speaker and Nancy Pelosi.
You know, there are many people who thought, you know, her time is done. Maybe it's time for new blood, young blood. She has certainly shut all of that down.
She did. And you know what? Strangely, President Trump was the one who gave her that opportunity. Because remember that meeting in the Oval Office, Major? I'm sure you do.
Yes.
And she stood up to him and walked out in that orange coat, and her image was changed on a dime. With the public, I think they knew how tough she was in the Congress, but this was a moment that was transforming.
And her part about the power is about setting an agenda that is different than the agenda in the first 2 years of the Trump administration. And you can't get everything done, but you can raise new questions and force the opposition party, in this case Republicans, to at least have to respond at some level, which is a predicate for the conversation we're going to have in 2020.
Well, she's tough, but she also is running one of the legislative bodies now. She is the speaker of the House, but she thinks of Congress. She acts that way. Mm-hmm. So when you say a different agenda, it's a stronger agenda because she has the power now. As she says, being speaker is awesome. Mm-hmm. I can really put these things on the table. And you know something? She is a very strong person, and stronger than I think we realized. We, the public. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to continue talking about her, and they really, these ladies really like Nancy Pelosi. You can tell by the way they're talking about her.
Yeah, where the hell do they find these people?
Yeah, this is their normal morning crew there.
Oh, okay.
And plus the reporter that...
So well-paid women on national broadcast news like Nancy Pelosi.
There you go.
I mean, I've had trouble finding Democrats who like Nancy Pelosi.
They like her because of the power.
Well, and she's a strong person.
And strong women are important.
Uh-huh. How so?
Well, because she... Look, just watch how she stood up to me in this interview. Whatever I asked, I was just...
Swatted
down in a nice way. That's the other thing about her. She's both powerful, and she's very feminine. She dresses like a girl, like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she, in a way, wants to show everybody that you can be steely tough and feminine, and there's no contradiction there. They're the same thing, and she's going to show you.
And there's also a sense I get that in this second time around, she views the job and her role differently and in a place of more strength than she did the first time.
There's no question. She says that she sees herself as equal to the president because the legislative branch and the executive branch are co-equal.
We're a fractured country at the moment. We're also fractured in Congress. The Republicans control one chamber. She is leading the other. But her party as well also has divisions. What did she say about healing those?
Well, she says we're unified, what she says.
Ah, yes. Well, case closed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Case closed. Even as they're nipping, the left is nipping at her. She brought in 43 new Democrats from Republican districts. And she knows she has to hold them. She can't allow those districts to flip back. And they're more centrist or more conservative, whatever. And so she needs to bring the left, the far left, the socialists in her caucus. She needs to make sure that they don't jeopardize those.
Interesting. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
What a beautiful Monday.
It really is gorgeous. I'm sorry we're up in the attic.
Man, I'll tell you, but I thought we were going to blow away yesterday afternoon.
I know. Let me tell you, that was kite weather. It was amazing because the storm came through. It really turned pretty. It was in the 80s, and then I was sitting on my deck, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this wind started coming up, chilling wind. And
you know,
limbs were cracking and everything.
Yes. Oh, man, if there was going to be any broken trees in Montgomery, it would have happened yesterday afternoon and evening. And believe it or not, at about 8 o'clock last night, I step out in my backyard to get limbs to burn in my fireplace because I figured it was going to be my last night. And I'll be damned if there wasn't snow flurries in my backyard for about 5 minutes because that wind was so cold blowing from those clouds up top.
I didn't see that. I didn't notice that.
It's amazing. They are spinning Nancy Pelosi like mad. She's just a really grumpy, mean old lady down the street. The most mean grandmother anybody's ever had. And they're trying to glorify her, but she made some big mistakes with the whole immigration thing and the wall. And I don't see, they're trying their best to give her a good face, but they did a disgraceful job on the wall and the budget, and we are suffering the consequences now. I don't see how the Democrats can talk themselves out of it. Nobody's even mentioning their lack of support for the border, are they?
No, they're really not, because they don't want to, because they know they're vulnerable with it. You know, something I've really noticed is Nancy Pelosi, when she does her press conferences and things, she's really kind of mentally losing it. She's not able to stay with the conversation very long.
No, she is not near the same person she was the last time she was speaker. I agree with you. There's something going on with her cognizance, her ability to listen and answer and in a quick fashion. Of course, nobody can do that like Donald Trump, and it becomes more obvious all the time how much smarter he is than all these people. But Nancy Pelosi's agenda is to get nothing done, because everything she proposes is not going to pass. So their job is to do nothing this next 2 years. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, they do not want to give Trump a win. That's the biggest problem. And they're going to have to struggle, because they're trying to do something with infrastructure, but what they're going to do is they're going to make it a gigantic gas tax and a building program that we're not going to be able to afford.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of gas tax, gas prices going up, these bums in Alabama did not take a good time to raise a gas tax.
Well, you get ready for a gas tax nationally for infrastructure. And they're talking about an additional 15 cents, too.
I was very disappointed when I heard the legislator, I guess it was Mr. Chambliss or somebody last week, saying they have gotten the money to dredge Mobile Bay, but it is not, the project has not been approved.
Yeah, it has not. I got that from Shelby's office and Bradley Burns' office. Yeah, they have
yeah.
not. The Corps of Civil Engineers has got to sign off on this, and then they've got to bid it. And
okay, so if that doesn't happen, where does all that damn money go?
It's Alabama, Red Top.
More furniture for the state house, I assume.
It'll filter down into the system somehow. But when I talked to Bradley last week about it, he thinks that this is going to go full tilt, and Richard Shelby is going to push this thing through as fast as he can, and he's going to put the pressure on the Corps of Engineers to get this thing done.
Wow. Well, very good. Thank you very much. Enjoy this beautiful day and afternoon, gentlemen, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate you, buddy. Okay, so the group's going to carry on with Nancy Pelosi and talk about, well, there are only a handful of socialists in here. Listen to this.
Acknowledge there are socialists in her caucus?
She
might take issue with that.
She said five.
Yeah.
Five.
She knows the number.
Well, it's progressive. It's confusing.
Yeah.
There really are only two or three socialists.
Yeah.
And then there are progressives. And they're a much larger faction. And when you speak of the larger left liberals, there as a larger group are really trying to change her agenda a little bit.
I know, Leslie, we got to go, but do you think even the president is a little intimidated by her? He does not have a nickname for her other than Nancy.
No.
Probably coming,
right.
though.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
I think that dynamic is very interesting between
her,
the two of them.
But I'll tell you something, really fun fact.
Here you
Guess
go.
Who did give her a nickname? George W. Bush.
Right.
And you know what the nickname was?
I do.
I know.
What was it?
Tell us.
I have to say it.
I don't know. What
three,
is?
Because she's third in line.
That's just like George W. Bush, too. To kind of win somebody over.
Who was this speaking? Who conducted that interview for 60 Minutes?
I think it's Margaret Brennan.
Or is it? It sounded to me like Leslie Stahl.
Yeah, it may have been Leslie Stahl. Yeah, Margaret Brennan did the Cory Booker.
Okay.
Interview.
It just seems like.
With Leslie Stahl.
It's a weak sauce. Like, it seems like a kind of a puff piece you'd read in a magazine, like a personal interest.
And that's what a lot of people, you know, on the right said. There was a big puff piece. Now, Washington Post did an interesting thing. They took the five key moments that Nancy Pelosi in the 60 Minutes interview. Now, this is, Washington Post is doing more stuff like this. This is an actual audio of it. It was a video clip that they put on their website. Their website is blowing and going now.
But why doesn't anything get done?
Well, we just started. It was 3 months since we were in office.
But you're talking about 100 days. This president's been in office for 2 years plus.
And we've been here 3 months. Hey, may I introduce you to the idea of the power of the speaker is to set the agenda. We didn't have a speaker who would bring a gun bill to the floor. We didn't have a speaker who would bring a Dreamers issue to the floor. We do now. It should not have taken this long for the president. He said he was under audit. When I was going to a Martin Luther King breakfast in San Francisco, and one of the waiters there said to me, Madam Speaker, when the president says the Mueller report's going on too long, just tell him not as long as your audit. Everybody has released their returns, and we will have legislation to say that everyone should, must. But for the moment, he's been hiding. So what's he hiding? The Mueller report is about an attack on our elections by a foreign government. And we want to know about that. We want to know about that in terms of being able to prevent it from happening again. So it's bigger even than Donald Trump. How would I describe him? I think that he describes himself on a daily basis. I think that there's nobody in the country who knows better that he should not be president of the United States than Donald Trump.
You think he knows it himself?
I think he does, yeah. But I respect the office he holds, and he's not worth the trouble of saying, you're so horrible, we can't work together. No, we need to work together. Well, I think our future is strong enough, built on a strong foundation to withstand everything, including the current occupant of the White House. I don't think for two terms.
Notice that what the Democrats are doing now is that it's the Russia, and what he was investigating was the attack on our democracy. Not collusion. It's no longer collusion. They're through with that. It's the attack on our democracy. And one thing I think they're going to do is that they're going to criticize Mueller and say he did not lay out how the Russians attacked our democracy and what they did during the election to make Donald Trump win. That they're going to be saying that. Mark my words. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back after this brief break.
The Dan Moore Show. News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prival Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
If it's electrical, we do it all. We'll be there for you anytime, day or night, and we'll get it done. We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm going to assume on the Notre Dame fire that they had security cameras that were inside the cathedral.
You would hope, yeah.
I would think that that would be some interesting video. Well, that's certainly the lead story for today. I guess Donald Trump did this because of the Mueller report coming out.
Well, in France 24, that network is reporting the fire happened 5 to 6 minutes after the cathedral was closed to the general public.
And police left a bomb or something?
Possibly. Well, police are looking into whether or not the renovations had anything to do with the start of the fire.
Were those inerrant tools that were left, or torches that were...
It's weird thinking about it. Do you hope it's an accident, or do you know, is it somebody who did this on purpose?
Well, there are not too many things in Paris that are as iconic as Notre Dame. I mean, Eiffel Tower would be up there in the...
it's almost a 700-year-old building, right?
Yeah, it's... I mean, you're talking about during the Crusades.
Yeah, 1340s, I think that was. 1345 is when it was complete.
Really something.
Wow.
That will definitely be the lead story today. Cory Booker was on CBS this morning, and you're going to get a kind of a feel for the inside Cory Booker's head here. And the first question she's going to be asked is on immigration.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
You say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe, because what you're seeing now...
So you take the threat seriously?
I take this. He's injecting fear into our country. He's fear-mongering. And what that's done for communities like mine and all across this country is you have immigrant communities that are now afraid to drop their kids off at school, now afraid to give information to the police that we need to protect cities like Newark. And so if he was looking to solve a problem, he wouldn't be doing things to divide this country against itself. Beware of anybody that's trying to tell you to be afraid in the strongest country in the world, as opposed to showing our strength and our courage by pulling people together to find common sense solutions to solve this problem.
Do you actually think that's possible, that candidate Cory Booker and Senator Cory Booker could work with the Trump administration going into an election year on immigration reform?
I'm the guy that just worked with the Trump administration to pass the first, in my lifetime, comprehensive criminal justice reform that's now moving us away from mass incarceration. I had constant conference calls with people in the White House to work out a deal. If I'm president of the United States, I will not violate our values. I will not violate human rights. I will keep our country safe and find a bipartisan, comprehensive immigration reform, a law that honors dreamers, that gives people pathways to citizenship, and does more to protect our border.
Now, notice they said strength is in coming together. Strength isn't standing up at the border. Strength is coming together. That's such a Democrat misplace of an ideal that's out there. But that just gave you kind of a flavor of Cory Booker, and you're going to get more. He's not doing as well as he was hoping to. I think he's only raised $5 million. And Mayor Pete is announced. I was shocked that today, nothing on Today Show, nothing on CBS Morning News on Mayor Pete announcement.
Well, and just real quick, Corey, I think if you look back at American history, the time that we most unite is when we're fearful of something. And say the Japanese or the Nazis or what happened on 9/11. So you can have your pie in the sky. We'll sing kumbaya around the campfire. But the only time we actually ever unite is when we're facing a major threat that has us all scared. And rightfully so. But, you know.
Just saying, huh? Let's continue on with Cory Booker, and he's going to be talking about Member of Congress Omar.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, she's being criticized for the way she phrased a reference to 9/11. And President Trump has since posted a video of the towers falling and her image interspersed with that. What do you make of this back and forth?
You know, I live in a community where we know folks who were killed. New Jerseyans were killed. Friends of mine were killed in those towers. And in the aftermath of that, you saw how our country united, put aside partisan differences to deal with the challenges to America. And now, years later, to see a president of the United States to use images of 9/11 in a vicious, crass, disgusting way, that is so objectionable. That is so offensive. And this is what I mean about moral vandalism in our country that's going on from the highest offices, stoking hatred, stoking fears, pitting people against each other.
That is about, see, and this is what Cory Booker does. He's outraged. This is his Spartacus moment. He gets outraged because of something Trump did to Congresswoman Omar. And Omar has said it. I mean, it's just that's the plain truth of this. She said it, and it was taken back by a lot of people, including several publications that said, well, here's something that happened, and did the picture of the plane flying into the Twin Towers.
New York Post did that, yes.
Okay, so let's do this last piece on him, and oh boy, reparation.
You have put forward a bill to study the possibility of giving reparations to repair the original sin, as you've referred to it, of slavery in this country. How would that work? How would reparations work?
Well, first of all, I don't know. That's why I want to study. I want to bring the best minds together. So I don't have all the answers. And so I put a bill in that simply says, hey, let's talk about a lot of these issues and wounds, going back to slavery, and figure out a way how we can maybe do things today that can help us to balance the economic scales and have a country where we all do well. Because I feel like we're getting to a point in America where we're talking about tolerance, that we're a nation of tolerance. It's just that's something proud to be about. Tolerance says, I mean, heck, go home tonight and tell somebody you live with that you tolerate them. That's not a big compliment. There are a lot of communities who are not getting their fair shake, and I think it's about time we talk about that directly and do things to try to make sure that everybody ultimately has what we need to have, which is what we say we are as a nation, where we recognize the sort of inalienable rights that all in this country are created equal.
Jerry, I want to thank you for a great show.
Great show today.
Notice how he dies to answer to that question.
Well, and he's another one of these, and I don't like it when Trump says it. I don't like it when Hillary Clinton says it. I don't like it when any politician says it. It's all about uniting the country. Bollocks.
Such a throwaway line.
Politics, what you'll probably hear a political strategist say is, I see encouraging signs of polarization that rally a certain group of people, the majority, to our cause to get things done. Rarely do you ever get 90% of people decide, you know, it's
thinking
nonsense.
The same way. Guys, be good, be safe, be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budeau, the great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center.